Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You are now with Time Out for Music with me, Alexander Markov. The Boris Christou Festival of Arts is held in the House Museum of the Great Bulgarian Singer. It will continue until the end of June, and among upcoming events is an evening dedicated to Ruslan Raichev, one of the most remarkable Bulgarian conductors with a long and successful career in Western Europe. His son, Petar Raichev, will present his film, The Cosmopolitan Ruslan Raichev, on June the 20th. Peter Rajcev graduated from film directing in Germany, but decided to fulfill his childhood dream and become a singer like his grandfather. Tenor Peter Rajcev, who conquered European stages in the period between the two world wars. His grandson Peter Rajcev had been working in Germany for 10 years, in choirs and as a soloist. He stopped for a year and received an offer to work as a music impresario. He spent more than 20 years in Germany. Today, he is impresario in Bulgaria as he returned to his homeland after 2006, when his father passed away.
В един момент просто започнах да разчествам там, да подреждам неговите неща.
At one point I started cleaning up his things, photos, newspapers, music material, he says. I wanted to preserve all these and to restore damaged photos. My wife started telling me that I needed to do something with the archive. A friend of ours who wanted to shoot a film about my father when he was still alive also urged me to do something. He was not like most of his colleagues and did not want to be a celebrity. He was a true artist living with his work. Some time ago a film was made about him, but I will not comment on it. It is probably a mistake that I did not shoot some conversations with him and did not record his memories. He was somebody who knew and remembered the great names of the world opera scene. People, events, theaters, he used to tell us very often about places and people, but I have very little recorded. I made a film which I think is only intended for a narrow circle of people. The premiere was about 6 years ago in the Boris Christoph Museum House. It is a bit hard for me to call this a film. It is the family memory about my father.
Vieni alla finestra, o mio tesoro, vieni a consolare il pianto mio. Se ne
Mr. Peter Rajcev also told us that the film had undergone some changes and new material was included in it. He is one of the first Bulgarian conductors who had a career in Western Europe. Indeed, many people used to go to tours in various countries together with the Sofia Opera, but he had personal commitments to various opera houses. Back in the 60s, he toured France, Germany and Switzerland. In the early 80s, he spent time in the Vienna Staatsoper, where for a season or two he led the entire Italian repertoire. In Bulgaria, he later received the distinction of People's Artist. He used to joke this was downgrading, as he had already become an international artist. There was an interesting situation when he had to conduct Boris Godunov in Paris with director Joseph Woolsey. Ruggiero Raimondi was in the role of Boris, and the other singers were also world famous. Seiji Ozawa was supposed to be the conductor, but he fell ill, and they called my father. This coincided with the preparation of the jubilee celebration of Nikolai Gheorghiu in Sofia, when Jose Carreras, Mirella Freni and others came for the concert. Then the opera in Paris provided my father with a private jet, so he was able to rehearse in both places. My father had a great sense of humor, and the atmosphere at home was very nice. I'm sorry that I barely remember my grandfather. In his inner circle were legendary figures Stefan Zweig, Stanislavski, Mayakovsky, Gorky. He lived in Italy and Germany, and my father remembered that their family was often visited by people like Toscanini, Prokofiev, Shalapin, Umberto Giordano. This was the atmosphere in which Ruslan Raichev grew. It's no accident that the evening was organized in the house of Boris Christov. They were very close friends. In the early 40s, my father was an assistant to the great conductor Karel Biom in the Vienna State Opera. One day Boris Christov arrived and told my father he wanted to study singing. My father managed to convince him that Italy was the country where he should study singing. This amazing singer was always grateful for this advice. Peter Raichev told us about the days at the Boris Christoph Academy in Rome, where he went in order to receive guidance from the big basso. He was very kind to me, and we talked about the past and about my father. I feel blessed for the contacts I have with such unique personalities and musicians.
Thank you.